good morning on this Saturday, the 10th of May. I'm Alan Ryan. I'm in the car with Bernie at Top Gold. We're currently just on our way down from Thurles train station to go collect Liam Daly, and we're all heading to ICT Edu, which is the hashtag for the ICT and Educational Conference. And Top Gold is just going to give me a run through of a few things that might happen today.
Hey, look, I'm driving, so Alan's the recordist, and I'm watching the road as we go along, because I know all you guys listen, you're concerned about distracted driving or distracted voices. It's a Global Voices thing today. We'll have the Junior Minister for Education in, talking his typical flow of thoughts, which are pretty interesting, because he has a big event at the end of the month called It's Excited 2014. Do you know about that island? Do you know? Have you heard about it?
I've heard a few bits. I don't know the details of it though yet.
Yeah. I'm expecting him to promote that. We'll probably have the students, the Young Voices, YMTFM, talk to them, youth media team. We're trying to bring up the website. It's my fault that we didn't get the students to actually set the site up in WordPress, but that's going to happen. Maybe it's a place you want to bookmark and follow, YMT.FM. Voices as well as of the young and the old. And maybe some young students talking to their grandparents about technology and how it's evolved, or science, technology, engineering, art, and maths. It's the STEAM quotient. Anyway, Alan, today what we'll do is I'm hoping that on the YMTFM flow, which you folks are probably listening to right now, that's going to, Alan will capture probably three or four comments from the key speakers. We'll talk to Liam Daly here in a minute about what the heck he's doing, and then let the rest of it go with the flow. I'm hoping Alan's going to be able to help one student gather commentary using Audioboo. They're also producing an EPUB, a multimedia EPUB, using Book Creator on iOS. And Joe Dale, the principal behind that, will explain how that's happening on an Audioboo later on today. For now, we're going to collect a Liam, and he's not expecting to talk, so this will be pretty interesting.
So we've just picked up Liam, and I'm going to hand you over to the Top Gold now.
All right. So Liam asked us a logical question. We've asked him to come down with his artistic skills as well as his observation skills, primarily creative skills, to observe Global Voices, but maybe through the end of a biro or a pencil or an artistic creation, doodling while the voices talk. That's kind of what we want you to do, Liam. And it's what we would say, it's a blank canvas. So, I've seen stuff. Well, Alan, you might have seen. Maybe you didn't. Have you seen Liam do live stuff online with art?
I've seen the 100 paintings one day, wasn't it?
Yeah, what did you hash that as, Liam?
The ambitious 100 paintings one day. it was more aspirational than anything else, but... 43 paintings were done in the day, live, selected from a complete start to finish, from seeing an image to producing a final one. That's paintings, and that's 24 hours, though.
I would say if you could do 10 voices in one day, it's a grab. But the thing is, the key voices are Kieran Cannon, Junior Minister for Education, Julie Cullen, who talks about code, or whatever, Evelyn O'Connor, who's a well-regarded educator, even Cert English.net. And what did I miss there? I should know the people who are on the schedule. Helen Keegan, who is a vivacious, risk-taking creative from, I believe, Manchester. So anyway, we'll tag them on this Audioboo as to what their at signs are, but they're clever people. And you may be able to, like our animators in ConMail would reduce them to maybe one caricature. But like, I think the people want to see doodles, word bubbles, I don't know, big noses, whatever you want to do. It's up to you, Liam, what you do with it. And I honestly believe that several sketches that you provide, several small scratches on paper or digital pen on tablet or however you're going to do it, I believe that several elements of those creative results will end up in the screen grabs or in the presentations of those presenters years from now.
Oh, no pressure then.
But you can go lightweight. I mean, the people that... I remember the first...
But the trick is with like somebody says a word, you latch onto it, you're drawing something from that word. Yeah. By the time you've drawn something, even if you draw quite fast, they have said another 500
yeah.
words.
Yeah.
And that's, so there's a difference between drawn live to words you've no idea what's going to come out of someone's mouth to taking a, like yeah. looking at a transcript and drawing up some kind of thing.
From, I know. That, yeah. I know, that's the tension. A creative tension there.
And that's that feeling in here, is it? Yeah, yeah. Right. I wonder what that was called. It doesn't start easy because the first one is Ciarán Cánann, so that's an opening address, which is, I don't mean a status, but I mean it's relatively short compared to everyone else, is it not?
But I mean, like, here's what Alan and I think he's going to do. Excited 2014 with a big hashtag in front of it. You're done. I think that's what he's going to promote. He's got a vision and thank you very much and glad to be with the kids and all that. And I'm not making light of that. But I believe that one of the reasons he's here is to try to attempt to get 2/3 of the folks who are in attendance to come to Dublin Castle to his event at the end of May. That's what I think.
Nice.
You know, but he's done other things. He's been interviewed by our students before, the youth media team, and he's very approachable. So no, you won't. I think
there's,
that's.
But there's you've got a lot of room to play if someone's talking for 30 minutes. If someone's talking for 5 minutes, you know, I'm hoping they don't say something rude.
Okay, so now how to do this? I don't know if this is going to work because I haven't tried this. I haven't actually done this before. Previously, what we've done is we put a camera behind the person who was animating or scribing, and we just put that up on a digital data projector on the side of the wall, and people could kind of watch what that person was doing, or come down after the fact and see what she had done. And the animators that do this in Dunleary for Learning Innovation Network in Dublin, they're the same way. They feel the same way you do, which is, man, what am I getting into? So. The gear that I'm set up here, I think, if it works out right, I brought a tripod, a webcam, a data connection through a laptop, and I'm hoping to set up 3 Google Hangouts, basically, which are just cameras over your shoulder. It's a camera over your shoulder. The thing will run. There'll be a mic hooked up, so it picks up the auditorium noise, and we'll see where it takes us. But that's where I'm going to go with it. And
so it's not live scribe then, is that right?
Well, I mean, if you want to use...
I haven't used it, so...
No.
The notion of learning something with, like, 5 minutes before it starts...
No. This is meant to simply go as low-tech as possible, which might be, like, a scrawling on a piece of paper. I brought a watercolor A4 size notebook down, if you want to use that.
Did you bring any paper?
Yeah, I did. No, I brought a notebook down. It's one of the... It's a durable watercolor one, and, you know, you're welcome to use that. I got my colored pencils as well if you want to do that. Or you can do stuff on screens. I mean, whatever. But the easiest thing is keep it low tech. And if it fails, that all the failure is that you broke a pencil point. But
I can think of other failure points.
Okay. It fails.
I
like
really can.
They will, in terms of the quality of work, they will like your work because everybody knows they wouldn't be able to do what you're doing. That's a fact. You know, to be put... well, we watched you paint, so maybe you might not know this. I had a beanbag, a weighted beanbag, placed right here on the dashboard with a big screen phone. I can't remember what I was using, something this size, so it was about a 6-inch screen. And we were watching you while going down the motorway, drawing Mia's cat. And it was just amazing. She's in the back seat saying, "That's my cat." You know, and it's just brilliant. And it could not have timed it differently. But to think we're at 80 miles an hour, watching you draw at 80 miles an hour over the air, was just, to me, it's kind of phenomenal to have that happen. And it did happen that way. So anyway, there will be people, I'd imagine more than 15 or 20, watching the thing stream. And if it's done right, YouTube will archive it. And if you don't mind it staying there, we'll keep it there. But basically,
it's the moment.
It'll be the voice of the presenter. And then you won't see the presenter. You won't see their slide deck. You'll see your interpretation of whatever. And that'll be fine. It'd be okay. Like looking over a student's shoulder in a lecture hall, trying to figure out, are they Facebooking, are they doodling?
I'll see the presenter, will I?
Huh?
I'll see the presenter.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see the presenter, and you'll see their stuff. And you can turn to the side, you can see the people watching or dozing, as they may. So, that's it. Alan, do you have anything to add to it?
No, I find it cool that we're going to be going to a conference in computers and we're still keeping traditional means by using a watercolour paper, you know, and some pencils. But, yeah, no.
It all works. The Wandering Moleskin's that way. I may introduce you to that, Liam, and ask you to take a page out of it, write in a ink a page for me. Just as a tearaway, I'm presenting about that in the afternoon. It's basically a book that Evelyn O'Connor has that her kid inked, and several other kids had used it before, answering the question, where do you live? So they drew an answer to that, not their address, but just it interpreted their world. Book two, Alan, you've seen, it's basically asking students, where do you want to go? And I have a book three, I'm going to open this today and ask people, I'd like to get a few people to say, yeah, go ahead and post that to me. I'll answer the question, how did I get here? And, you know, the answer might be in a coffee cup stain, or it might be a single word like dedication, or it might just be a up and down graph of an oscilloscope that's taken off of a heart monitor. Who knows? Anyway, that's where that's leading. Wondering.org is what the place is called. And we're going to go in now and set up with Liam. So, cover art. We snapped Liam coming out of the hotel wondering, why am I here? That's what you're seeing when you're looking at this clip. All right. Liam, you're online at Oli, right?
Yes. E-O-L-A-I.
For Americans, that's hard. But there's a guy listening, his name's Paul, and he goes by this nick of, I can never say it, Imah. I-A-O-M-D-A-H. I can't spell it. Can't remember. And Alan Ryan, you're Alan Ryan with an interpretive L, aren't you?
I'm Alan Ryan. I recently changed my handle to the Irish Ryan, so it's Alan Ryan, R-I-A-I-N,
okay,
on Twitter.
All right. Good. Cool. That's it. Thanks, lads, for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.